Daily News Via Remote. I'm Nicole Bowden.
More than 606,000 people have died globally from COVID-19. The figure is more than 140,000 in the United States. There are more than 14.5 million confirmed infections worldwide, with more than 3.7 million in the U.S. The U.S. leads the world in both number of deaths and number of infections. In Europe, leaders are focused on recovery from the economic aspects of the pandemic as they try to agree on a rescue package of hundreds of billions of dollars. The talks were targeted to end Saturday, but with different parts of the continent unable to agree on the exact scope of the measure and whether it should contain strict spending controls, negotiations continued Monday. Europe has more than 3 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 and more than 200,000 deaths. The coronavirus has pushed the European Union into a deep recession, with economists predicting the bloc's economy will shrink 8.3% this year. In North Africa, Tunisia welcomes tourists back to its beaches after a pandemic lockdown. Charter flights resumed to the country following a break of more than 3 months due to the coronavirus. Holidaymakers from France, Germany, and Luxembourg were greeted with temperature checks as well as bouquets of jasmine. Tourism accounts for between 8 and 14% of Tunisia's GDP and employs around 500,000 people. The novel coronavirus crisis has hit the sector hard. Tourism revenues declined by around 50% between January 1st and July 10th compared to the same period last year, according to official figures. And Morocco announced a further easing of its novel coronavirus restrictions, allowing tourist establishments to operate at full capacity, but the kingdom will keep its borders closed. This is VOA News. Sudan's former autocratic president Omar al-Bashir, ousted amid a popular pro-democracy uprising last year, faces trial starting Tuesday over the military coup that brought him to power more than three decades ago. Bashir, 76, is already behind bars for corruption. He could face the death penalty if convicted over his 1989 coup against the democratically elected government of Prime Minister Sadek al-Mahdi. The Khartoum trial against him and 16 co-accused comes as Sudan's post-revolutionary transitional government has launched a series of reforms in hopes of fully rejoining the international community. Sudan has also pledged to hand over Bashir to the International Criminal Court to face trial on war crimes and genocide charges related to the Darfur conflict, which left 300,000 people dead and millions displaced in a scorched earth campaign against a 2003 insurgency. It's the first time in the modern history of the Arab world that the architect of a coup goes on trial. Although the man dubbed the true brain behind the military overthrow, Hassan Turabi of the National Islamic Front, died in 2016. Friends and colleagues of murdered Russian-Ukrainian journalist Pavel Sheremet on Monday demanded a fair investigation into his death during the unveiling of a memorial in Kyiv, where he was killed 4 years ago. The award-winning journalist, known for his criticism of the Kremlin and Kyiv leaders, died when a bomb planted in his car exploded during morning rush hour on July 20th in 2016. Five suspects were accused of carrying out the killing last year, but there is growing discontent among Sheremet's supporters over the integrity of the investigation. There is increasing concern that the authorities have detained the wrong people and are taking too long to find those responsible for ordering and carrying out the bombing. Iran on Monday executed a former translator convicted of spying for the U.S. and Israel, including helping to locate a top Iranian general killed later by the Americans, the judiciary said. The killing of Major General Hassan Soleimani in a U.S. drone strike near Baghdad airport in January brought decades-old arch-enemies Iran and the United States to the brink of conflict. The killing of Mahmoud Mousavi Mahd had been found guilty of receiving large sums of money from both the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency and Israel's Mossad, said a government spokesman. Iran retaliated against the United States for his death by firing a volley of ballistic missiles at U.S. troops stationed in Iraq, but U.S. President Donald Trump opted against responding militarily. That's for the death of Soleimani. For VOA News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting from Washington.